from API. This is Energy Tomorrow Radio, your source for information and conversation about the most important energy issues of the day.
Welcome to Energy Tomorrow Radio. I'm your host, Jane Van Ryan. The Obama administration has proposed a long list of taxes on the oil and natural gas industry and has mentioned the concept of taxing motorists in the number of miles they drive. Here at API, we're looking into the implications of these taxes, but one thing already is abundantly clear. These taxes could have an impact on consumers and small businesses. Raymond J. Keating is the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization that represents 70,000 small businesses here in the U.S., and he's with us on the phone today. Welcome, Ray.
Thanks, Jane. Appreciate it.
Glad you could join us. Ray, I've heard many economists say that small businesses are the engine that drives the U.S. economy and that they're actually responsible for creating most of the jobs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, and actually hear a lot of politicians say it as well, and I always like to fact check politicians, and when you look at the numbers, it truly is the case that small business is the backbone of the economy. Just to give you an example, in any particular year, small businesses create between 60 and 80% of net new jobs. They employ about half of the entire private sector workforce. And they're also responsible for, you know, a huge portion of our economic growth. About half of non-farm private GDP comes from small businesses, and obviously they're a font of innovation that keeps our economy dynamic and changing and growing.
Speaking of our economy, what has the impact of the current economic downturn been on small businesses?
Yeah, it hasn't been pretty. You know, I'm an optimist at heart, and these last year or so, really, for me, in terms of looking at a lot of the numbers, it's been difficult to be an optimist. Small businesses have been hit pretty hard. When you look, you know, a couple of things that I looked at recently, the number of self-employed individuals has dropped since about the middle of last year, and that's certainly not good news, especially for, you know, economic growth in the future. You want people starting up those new businesses, so that's a problem. Also, one of the broadest measures of employment, which tends to capture more of the entrepreneurial activity, has been down dramatically. So there's some real concerns there on the small business front, and obviously they face, you know, all the obstacles that we've been hearing so much about in terms of tightening credit, getting access to capital. All those things are really hitting small businesses quite hard.
Well, based on that, Ray, is it fair to say that government policies that negatively affect small businesses also could have a detrimental impact on the overall economy?
Oh, without a doubt. When you look at really what's good for small business is good for the economy in general, and what's bad for small business is bad for the economy in general. So that's very much the case. And, we have a lot of questions and uncertainties on the policy front right now that are certainly big concerns for small businesses, for entrepreneurs. And let's remember that small businesses and entrepreneurs, they need capital to start up and grow. So investors come into this equation as well. And unfortunately, that whole group, I think, is looking at what's going on the policy front right now. And they've got enormous number of questions. There's a lot of uncertainty, or they're just, very concerned in general.
Well, that's a good segue into my next question, because what I want to ask you about is the current administration's recommendation on some new taxes on the oil and natural gas industry. How could those tax increases affect your members?
Well, this in several ways. Tax increases always come with costs, no matter what. Now, when you're talking about the energy front, we've seen the impact that, in recent times, that a big run-up in energy can certainly have a detrimental effect on the economy. Now, part of that, if it's market-driven, then you can have market responses and things adjust. But when it's government-driven, that's more of a problem. So when you're talking about increased taxes on the oil and gas industry, it is not good news, because that will translate into, limited supplies, for example, limited exploration, limited investment in those types of things, and that all translates into higher costs on the energy front. So I think that's certainly a major concern for small businesses across the board, because no matter what type of small business you are, whether you're a manufacturer, a high-tech firm, a one-person home-based business, one way or another, you're going to be impacted by energy policies that point in the wrong direction, that wind up raising costs and limiting supply.
The administration, Ray, also is proposing a cap-and-trade initiative that's aimed at mitigating the effects of climate change, and it also would raise billions for the federal government. Do your members have a concern about that as well?
Yes, very much so. I think, you know, no matter where you are on the issue of climate change, you know, you can kind of put that aside for now and look at, you know, I'm an economist, so I look at the economics of the issue. And, you know, when you look at the numbers attached to the cap and trade regulatory initiative, they are quite scary in terms of how that'll translate into energy, you know, higher energy costs down the road. So it's a case of government intervening in the marketplace in a way that could dramatically alter the makeup of our economy. You know, you could easily see the U.S. become less competitive due to higher energy costs, and therefore see business move overseas, and just the bottom line costs in terms of electricity, gas at the pump, all the things that are obviously go into the cost of a small business. All those things are very much a big issue with cap and trade. And it's important to remember that when you look at the economic studies on cap and trade, it's very difficult to find one that doesn't warn about dramatic increases in energy costs. I mean, you know, you have kind of groups that are pushing certain agendas, but when you look at, I mean, I've looked at a lot of these studies over in recent years, and every one of them points to a large increase in energy costs and translating into lost, that translates into lost output, lost GDP, lost jobs.
Not exactly what we need in this day and age, is it?
No, to say the least. I mean, the fact that we're even talking about policies like this in this type of economy when we're in such a severe recession is just another concern for entrepreneurs.
Well, what do your entrepreneurs think about this concept mentioned by Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, who said that perhaps motorists ought to be taxed on each mile they drive? At present, of course, taxes are levied on every gallon of fuel that's purchased. So how would a tax on mileage impact your members?
Yeah, well, it certainly would not be good news for anybody in, you know, the obviously transportation industry. But again, it, you know, you can imagine the problems, for example, you know, a small trucking firm. It's pretty obvious there that this would cause real problems. But again, you just have to think a little bit more, think through the issue a little bit more, and you see that the impact would be much more widespread. I mentioned before the home-based business person that, you know, every time a delivery truck pulls up in front of the house, you're going to see the costs come through with a proposal like that. So, you know, we want some reform. Everybody was talking about change during the past election. But I don't think we're looking for change in terms of coming up with new ways to tax people. We've got, unfortunately, enough of those ideas around. I think what we need to be looking at are other ways to get things done and not imposing new tax burdens on any industry right now, again, when you're looking at the state of the economy.
Well, to help small businesses create jobs and continue to operate during these challenging economic times, what do you think the administration should do? Obviously, you don't feel they should raise taxes, but is there something they could do that would be helpful?
Well, oh, sure, there's a lot of things that would be helpful. You know, I think number one would be, you know, the most helpful would be to stop doing the bad things, if you will, if you follow my gist. So, you know, when you're talking about, you know, on the energy front, the cap and trade idea, when you're talking about, you know, various members of Congress occasionally come up with the returning to the windfall profits tax idea. You know, again, if you think through the issue, those are going to be problems for everybody in the economy if you go through with proposals like that. Also, you know, there are other issues such as the looming tax increase at the end of next year that would increase personal income and capital gains taxes, dividend taxes, the estate tax. Those are all things that are a threat to small businesses, to entrepreneurs, and job creation. So taking those off the table, you know, saying we're not going to do those, would certainly be a plus in the current environment. But I think we need to go beyond that. We need to be looking for things that will really energize investment in entrepreneurship. You know, there's one proposal that's actually an extension, 1 year of expensing of capital spending, capital expenditures. So if you invest in a capital good, you can write it off in the year that you make the purchase. Making that permanent and available to all businesses. Right now it's just available to certain small businesses. If you make that permanent and available to all businesses, that would certainly be a plus. And reducing our very non-competitive corporate income tax rate. We have one of the highest corporate income tax rates among developed countries. Reducing that would be a plus. So there's a lot that can be done to essentially, bottom line, lift the burdens of government off the backs of entrepreneurs. You know, get government, if you will, out of the way and let entrepreneurs go out there and innovate and create and build new businesses and create jobs.
You know, Ray, occasionally we're asked by people what they can do to help, how they can get involved. So I want to deliver a quick message to our readers here. If they're concerned about these proposed taxes and the impact they could have on small businesses, on the oil and natural gas industry, or on themselves, they can go to www.energytomorrow, spelled all one word, .org. Click on the Take Action Now button, which is right in the middle of the homepage, and you can send letters directly to your elected representatives. Do it today. Take some action now. That would really help. And Ray, perhaps your members might be interested in doing this too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the one thing I always try to hammer home with small business owners is that when they send an email, pick up the phone, or, you know, write a letter to their elected officials, it carries more weight. But just the fact that they're small business owners, they have employees in the district or the state, they have additional clout, and they should take advantage of that.
Very good. Hey, Ray, thank you so much for joining us today on Energy Tomorrow Radio. This has been very helpful, very informative.
Thanks, Jane. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on Energy Tomorrow Radio, brought to you by the people of America's oil and natural gas industry. For more information about this podcast or to submit questions for future shows, visit energytomorrow.org. That's energytomorrow.org.